new users for us, the highest number of absolute net adds in the quarter. So I think it was the highest number of net adds in 5 quarters, rather. So I think it was a combination of things across the company that have really come together for us, and I'm very, very happy about that.
Now, in terms of that user growth, how much of that is thanks to the World Cup? And will you be able to hold on to those users, or will they drop Twitter once there's no more soccer to talk about?
Yeah, so I think fantastically, it's generally been the case that it's product changes that have driven new user growth and these live events that drive more engagement from our active users. So it was over the course of the quarter product changes that we've made and that we've talked about that have driven the growth, not the event itself.
So how many new users were added before the World Cup? Can you tell us, like, how much of that was just a total reduction of churn rather than just this big world event?
Sure. I would say that it was a continuous set of growth across the quarter. It was no one moment or one time a thing that affected the growth in users. It was the combination of product changes that we've talked about over the course of the year that are starting to deliver the kind of results we wanted to see. And as I mentioned, the World Cup drew engagement, more engagement from our existing users, and it was the product changes that drove growth.